Blog Talk Radio.
Interested in staging a dynamic live event to get your brand recognized by more than just your normal clientele? But events are such hard work. Well, here at NEWD, we've done all the work for you. We stage monthly live events that reach an audience of hundreds who gather to network, eat good food, socialize, hear live music, and wait for it, learn about your brand. From holistic care services and beauty products to clothing and eateries, we can creatively interweave your brand, product, or service into the evening's on-stage mentions, giveaways, door prizes, and promotional campaigns via radio, TV, online, and social media. Nude is your advertising machine, so use us. We host some of the hottest events from New York to Florida, and we'd love to help you get the word out. If you're interested, call us right now for information on our introductory sponsor rates at 305-799-3685 or email us at info@newdmagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Anita Wilson, and you're listening to Nude Radio.
Yes, and this is the naked truth. That's right, I'm naked. All right, welcome to the program. This is a show where we're bearing all to expose truth. We hide behind society, we hide behind culture, we hide behind our religion sometimes. We hide behind so much. We don't live truthfully. So this is our attempt at being 100% truthful all the time. So do not be offended if we are slightly irreverent. We shoot from the hip, you know? We're only talking the naked truth. You're hearing us on NEWD Radio, the 24/7 audio companion to newdmagazine.com. We're the source for the spiritually attuned 20-something urbanite. It's December 13th, and today we're talking... Oh, it's Friday the 13th! Oh, my gosh! Yeah, and what? And what? Holy Spirit. Anyway, today we're talking with Motown gospel recording artist Micah Stampley. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's really going to be a great program. I'm excited about it, and we can't wait to talk with him. So I am Tiffany Knowles, the CEO of NEWD, we're an award-winning media company for the artsy, spirit-filled 20-something based out of New York City and Miami, Florida. My co-host is Crystal Dundas, as always. And, of course, she's one of the coolest, most eccentric co-hosts I've ever had on The Naked Truth.
Oh, I feel so great, even though you almost called me he, but it is
I'm sorry.
Okay, you did. It's fine.
It was my weird use of pronouns. I don't know what I'm doing. It's been happening more and more. I mean, for the past month, it's been happening. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
You're
Do I not know the difference between... I've been doing it for the past month. I don't know. Something's
right.
wrong with
I'm
me.
I'm going to save you right here. I'm going to save you right here. You were acknowledging that woman was made from man. So you were all up in the Garden of Eden. So you're so heavenly minded.
Praise him.
Yes.
I'm so heavenly
Let's
minded.
Do a praise shout like right now as I collect
so
offering
heavenly minded.
And diving. Yes,
I'm so heavenly minded. That's so great. That's not a good save at all. But anyway, whatever. Yes, Crystal Dundas, tell us who you are, okay?
Well, I am a girl, and I'm Crystal Dundas. I'm the PK. I'm the PK
oh,
with
gosh.
All of my opinions. And I will correct you if you're wrong, and even if I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, I'll still keep going. So
oh,
that's
man.
Never failed. But it's a great day to be alive. I have pancakes in front of me, and I am just having a really good time, even though I am super tired. Finals are in the atmosphere.
They are.
Yes.
They are. Indeed. I mean, I know.
I'll
because
get over it.
I know because I'm teaching these kids. I'm
you
done
give
with
finals.
I gave them all, which, no, it's stressful for me, too, for goodness sake.
Really?
And I'm telling you. Please do not be one of these. Professor, could you give me extra credit? You already took your final. For goodness sake, you took it. Stop asking for extra credit. You will not get any more. This is the day, this is the day of judgment. This is the day of judgment. And I shall sit on that throne and judge you. Jeez. My goodness. So, listen, guys, you can talk with us if you want to get on the air and share your opinions, your thoughts, your final exam woes. Call us here at 646-727-1706. You can listen now in real time. You can listen in archives. You can listen on iTunes, on nuderadio.com, on Blog Talk Radio. You can chat with us at blogtalkradio.com/NEWD. You can Skype, you can tweet, you can Facebook, you can listen on your TuneIn radio app on your mobile devices.
That's always a great thing.
I love it. I always listen on that. And we got one of our faithful listeners, she sent me a message earlier in the week. She's like, I'm so happy you guys are on TuneIn radio because I love your archive programs. You're waking me up this morning. I was like, that's
awesome.
So nice. So thank you for listening, Marie Saul, and you guys out there, you need to be listening on TuneIn Radio as well for that very same reason. We will wake you up. We will wake you up, okay? Here we go. So let's get into some Facebook shout-outs. Why don't we, Crystal?
Why don't we? The favorite part of the segment is when we just love up on you and give you the best birthday wishes that we can. So, guys, here's what you do. Here's what you don't do is what you do. Okay, that was kind of awkward, but you tell somebody about us, And we know about their birthdays. We become friends with them. We talk with them during the week and stuff like that. And then when it comes to their birthday, ba-bam, we give them some birthday love. We shout out their name. Everybody loves to hear their name on the airwaves. And we just tell everybody it's your birthday. And then you just feel great about yourself. And we feel good that we're giving you that birthday. Not only that, but you should invite us to your birthday party so that I can get some birthday cake. I love birthday cake.
And that's been her motive all along. That's why we even implemented these happy birthday shout-outs on the Make It True. Just know that. It was Crystal's doing. But, you know, regardless of her motives, it's still a great thing. So I'd like to wish a very special happy birthday to author Deshaun Taylor. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Marion Foster. Happy birthday to Andre Jones. Happy birthday to Caleb Richard Windley. Happy birthday to Liza Melly. You guys have
Liza
a
Melly?
Great... Yeah, I know. Liza Melly. No. She's not the singer. She's not the singer.
Oh, that's
she's
Eliza not the Minnelli. Oh.
Exactly.
Sorry.
But she...
Sorry.
But yes, happy birthday to Liza. Not the singer, but the owner of Bar Melly Miami Tapas Wine and Bar. Happy birthday to you, rockin'. What about you, Crystal? Have any birthdays to shout out?
Yes, I do. In fact, Tiffany... It's my cousin, Christina McGusty, all the way in Maryland, Bowie, Maryland, Maryland, New York. No, sorry, that was off. Maryland somewhere. D.C., yes, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. Finals is on my mind. And Andre Chen, happy birthday to you guys. I hope you guys have a great, 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 great birthday and eat lots of cake. And you can FedEx me my cake. It's all good.
You certainly can, because she will not refuse it, even though it is 5 days old, and the FedEx guy keeps putting the notice on the door saying you need it, and when she gets it, it'll be too stale to eat, but it's okay, send it anyway. All right, here we go, guys, thank you so much. You can be birthday friends of ours, just become friends and fans of ours, and we'll give you birthday love. Now let's move on to current events. Okay, we're still in the season for giving, and of course you can give to our campaign, Give, Live, Love, and Give. We're in partnership with BJ's and Mimi Spence. We are excited because you can be a part of it. Donate your coats, donate your toys, donate your clothes, and all of this will be going to a very worthy cause. In conjunction with some live events taking place every Sunday evening in Brooklyn. Check out what we're doing with the Live, Love, and Give campaign on full5media.org. If you give a donation of $20 or more, you get a free BJ's membership card.
Ooh,
so
you
really? Gotta do it. Yeah, it's exciting. So if you call us here and let us know that you gave, we'll make a whole big deal about it, and we'll say yay.
I gave.
Exactly. So I don't know that for sure. Actually, I don't know if I can trust you, Crystal. Did you give for real? If you did, I'm gonna give you a BJ's gift card.
I gave in my heart.
Is okay, that, you see, you guys can't be calling in and say you gave in your heart. This is the thing. You be
what
honest.
The thought of giving? You know, the thought
it's
that
not about your thought. It's not, actually. Not in this case. So you need to go on, donate to this campaign, and you could definitely get a BJ's membership card. All right, so that's all
for the
campaign. It's going to be great. It's the season of giving. It's Christmas.
One thing about that is, like, around this time, people that always give, like, make people that, like, when I always give, like, around the year, and then this one day, Christmas, and people are giving, then it's like, it's the season
it makes
of giving.
Sad. It makes people sad.
But I have been doing seasons of giving even when it was hot outside, and there was no Christmas tree. How about that?
No, you're so right. Let me not say that it's the season of giving. It's a season that everyone else gives.
I mean,
but it's a season that I can still give to this campaign because it's an awesome campaign. But not because it's the season of giving, just because your heart is a generous one. That's why you should give, Crystal. Exactly. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, what's your current event, my dear?
My current event today is about the son of Obama's spiritual advisor. He commits suicide. So we have this story running on Nude Magazine. If you guys want to check it out, I think you guys should. It's a very wonderful article. It's by Tiffany Knowles. And you're welcome. We'll give you your plaque tomorrow. So
exactly.
The son of megachurch pastor and Obama spiritual counselor advisor named Joel Hunter was found dead Tuesday, December 10th, in an apparent suicide. That's crazy. The whole thing is crazy because the suicide, you know, his father is a spiritual advisor in the church. That's the whole.
But not only that, he's a former pastor. I mean, he was a pastor up until last year, I believe, sadly, in Orlando, Florida. So he's not just the son of a pastor and the spiritual advisor of Obama. He is a minister, okay? Right. And I feel so sad that he would have done this.
He's 36 years old.
He is, indeed. And I think it's because of the issue that he had with his wife. He had a domestic violence petition against him. His wife did describe him as unstable, erratic, and suicidal. So it could very well be that all of these issues just compounded and caused him to want to take his life.
And probably pressure from the church and all that stuff, you know, and he doesn't possibly know his own thoughts because he's conflicted, you know. We have the Bible, we have God, and we have our human nature, you know, and then we have people. So it's like, we know we're supposed to listen to God, but sometimes, like, our flesh is so stronger than our spirit, you know? And like the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you know, flooded with all of these thoughts, flooded, but sometimes feels so weak to counteract it with the word of God. And that's what happens.
And to think this is somebody who does, it's not like he lacks the word. He knows everything about the word. He was reared under a pastor as a father. He became a pastor himself. It's not like he doesn't know the word of God for himself.
Right.
So sometimes the best of us, the best Christians, can be found under so much pressure that they would want to give in and give in and just call it quits completely. That's what he did.
Wow.
You know, he sent a message to his friends and family saying, "I fear I will love them better in my absence, as I have become what I never wished to be, a burden on those I love the most."
Aww.
That's what he wrote. Exactly, and it's really sad. So the Summit Church in Orlando, Florida, is mourning Isaac Hunter today. His father, Joel Hunter, his kids, his family, his extended family are all mourning. So definitely pray with us for this family. It is a sad, it's a tragedy.
Yes.
And of course, you guys know we've been mourning also the death of Nelson Mandela, the great South African icon. Mm-hmm. He's been in my heart forever. He's one of my greatest role models. And I do have a special new TV coverage up on the homepage for you guys. Definitely check it out, newdmagazine.com. I actually go into Madiba Restaurant in Brooklyn. It's named after Nelson Mandela. Madiba was his affectionate name. All the country called him that because he was the father of one nation. And so you guys check out this. I go into this restaurant in Brooklyn, which is the local watering hole for everyone who wants to eat South African food. And I talked with the owner, I talked with the manager, I talked with people who came in to just grieve. It was a wonderful special coverage, so check it out.
That's very fascinating, very, very fascinating.
Yeah, it is. We just stumbled upon some of the coolest people the day after Nelson Mandela passed, and so see who we interviewed. You're going to love it. I promise, you're going to love it.
Always.
I wouldn't lead you down the wrong path. You're going to love it.
Hopefully.
Okay, guys. Well, we're excited about this interview with Micah Stampley. Do not go anywhere. We'll be talking with him shortly. But here's a song to get you started. It's called Our God off the Love Never Fails album. You're excited about it. I am, too. We'll be back.
in the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. Darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, not like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, Lord you are high.
Isn't it a beautiful version?
It's very,
oh my.
Very misty, like in the air, in the clouds with our great
thoughts. I know exactly what you mean, like this ethereal quality, like a very heavenly quality to this weird version. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right, guys. So we're moving on to our Love to Hate segment, but as you know, you can join us for this interview by calling in and sharing your comments or asking a question of Micah Stampley. 646-727-1706 is the number here. All right, we're excited. Here's some Love to Hates for ya.
Ooh, hated it.
That's what's up.
Love
to hate.
Well, you know, every week on Love to Hate, we hip you to a new trend or cultural phenomenon that really grates on us, so much so that we deem it only fair to grate on you, the listener. All right, so what's up on the Love to Hate? I have to say, my Love to Hate today is the Voice finale. I know that you guys are excited about Tisdan Chin. Of course I am. I'm very excited about Tisdan Chin.
I don't watch that show.
You need help.
I know of the name, but I don't watch the show. Like, I always see on Facebook, Team Chin.
The thing is, you would have been the one to watch it. This is your kind of show. But you know what? I don't fault you because you do everything. Your praise and worship, young people, prison ministry. I don't fault you. Finals, Crystal. It's okay. Don't watch television. You don't need to watch television for another 5 years, all the work that you have to do. But you know what? Here's the deal. Tisdan Chin, of course, she's an established recording artist. I knew who she was before even The Voice. She's great. I'm so proud of her. The thing is, she has no one to compete against in this finale. And if any of them win over her, I am going to stop watching the program. Because there's no one even in her league. I'm telling you, there's no one in her league. She's polished.
Wow.
She's finished. She's done. She's ready for...
I have a problem with that.
What is it?
I have a problem with that because now that you say that she's an established artist, I did watch The Voice one time to know that I don't want to watch The Voice. But
why?
You have to have an opinion. You have to see it in order to have an opinion. Because when I saw Mr. What's his name? Gosh, what's that guy's name? Anthony Evans.
Yes.
On there. I'm like, what in the world does he need to be? Why is he on there competing? And I'm seeing him singing, gosh, what's that girl's name? That Alicia Keys song. He did a really good job. He was competing against another guy. Very nice job. But the fact that he was doing it, I'm like, isn't this for people like who are unknown?
Actually, no. It's not for people. It's not an American Idol. It's more like an artist. Like, for example, there are people on here who are making a living from this thing. So they are a background singer, or they are a lounge singer, or they work for the cruise lines, and they're actually working in their craft, but they have not reached the pinnacle of success they want to. They feel like their wheels are spinning. That's what the show is for. You do have a few who are just really musical prodigies who are currently going to art school and who have such an amazing voice that they need a break. But most of these people are kind of working at it right now. It could be that they're currently a recording artist that like have an album out or whatever.
Really? I think that's fair. Anthony Evans in my mind is an established artist.
The Anthony Evans thing was a little funny too. I was like, wait a second.
It was weird. And then he had the tight shirt on like he always does, and he's like, if I ain't got you, and he's all moving.
It was a little weird because we know Anthony Evans, at least in the Christian music arena, we know him.
Right.
And it was but no one else does outside of. That's why he
But how would you feel if you was watching this and then you looked up Anthony Evans and you saw him with a whole bunch that you didn't know him and you saw him with a whole bunch of Google albums that he had, and he's like,
Google the guy, and you're like, wait a second, he's already established. Why am I voting for him? That's what you're thinking.
Like Chris Tomlin goes on there, and then you're like, wait, this guy writes a whole bunch of Christian music, number one selling, and he's there singing Janet Jackson.
Wait a second, Chris Tomlin, what are you doing?
He's singing Tony Braxton. Let It Flow song. You're like, what's going on?
Okay, it was a little weird. But I do have to say that that's probably one of the reasons I like the show, because you have polished artists who go on who want to become more successful. So, yes, Team Tisanchin all the way. I don't know why any of these other people are in the finals. They are no competition. And you guys, that's my love to hate, because if you don't vote for her, if you do not, I will come after you. Okay, there it is. Crystal, what's your love to hate?
Well, I wonder if Michael Stampley would ever go on The Voice would he have ever thought of doing something like that?
Well, we can ask him the next segment.
I'm going to do that. He's up there singing some other people's songs. Well, my love to hate is this. I hear it a lot, and I've experienced it myself. When someone's praying, and then somebody wants them to hurry up and finish, they start agreeing with them and saying amen very, like, strongly. Like, all right, Tiffany, pray.
But it's because you did it. It was, okay, I'll pray. She's talking about me, guys, but anyway. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for what you are doing in our lives. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
Amen.
For it to follow all the days of our life. Stop praying! She's saying that because I was praying earlier this morning in our meeting, and I prayed and was agreeing with her, and it was not that loud. I was agreeing, saying amen, thank you, Lord, we praise you. And she thought I was trying to tell her to be quiet and hurry up for prayer. I wasn't trying to do that, okay?
She's like, amen. She's doing it in a nice, different way, but she was doing it in the hurry-up way.
I was not trying to hurry at all. I was just agreeing with you in prayer. See the power of agreement. Hallelujah.
You finished the word in the world in 7 days, but you're still going on. It's a week now.
It was the power of agreement. I thought you would pass it, but it was great.
The power of finishing the prayer.
Sheesh.
Do you know anyone that does that?
It's the power of finishing
prayer.
Finishing and people's prayers or sentences and adding their own things besides your prayer. Like, wait, I want to pray for that.
Listen, I will show you what my love to hate is, and I'll tell you guys that another day, because it's huge, and it has to do with prayer, too, and what people do when we finish praying. It's hilarious, but we'll talk about that next week. All right, guys, we're going to take a little break, but we'll hear another song off of the new Micah Stampley album. I'm excited about it. This is, this song is going to get you going, because, as you guys know, I'm of Jamaican origin, and I love songs.
Oh, man, is it a Christmas panorama?
Here's a little taste, you guys, and we'll be back with our interview with Micah Stampley.
Hello. About in love, run come, run come.
What you know?
Yeah.
What me say?
This love and the real love. To God in our we heart, we just a bring love everywhere. Oh, where we go?
God I give it, him just a give it.
Yeah.
Oh, we love it.
Jamaican breakdown was hot. Chevelle,
yes.
You're great. You're great on this song. I really love it. And, I mean, the whole album is a great listen, you guys, so definitely check it out. We're excited to be interviewing Micah Stampley on the program today. The Love Never Fails album is the sixth album for Micah Stampley. He's now on Motown Gospel. It's his debut on this label. And it spotlights the passionate vocal delivery and compelling songwriting that have made him one of the gospel community's most acclaimed young artists. Stampley and his wife, Heidi, co-wrote six of these tunes. And we're excited to have him on to discuss a lot of his inspiration behind the album. Micah, welcome to the program today.
Thank you guys for having me. And I must say, I've been sitting here listening to your conversation about the voice, and I am dying laughing. I'm like, it's, because I kind of have the same thing, like, why is Anthony on this show?
Okay. So you know what? Crystal, you're right. Micah agrees with you. Now ask him the question that you wanted to ask him. Go ahead.
So, Micah, would you go on The Voice wearing your V-neck shirt, trying to sing some, like, Where's the Light, like Tony Jackson song, and it's, like, extra tight blazer?
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Oh my God.
No, I will not be going on The Voice. No, but let me tell you something really funny.
Oh my gosh. I'm in Denver
right now, and it's me, Wes Morgan, and another voice, a contestant, Jesse Campbell.
Oh, Jesse Campbell. We loved him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So he was he was on the show. And so they picked us up from the airport, and he and I mean, we were talking just yesterday, and he was kind of giving me the scoop and, you know, how that all, you know, everything. And so I thought it was very funny because I used to listen to him years before I became a recording artist. And so I'm sitting next to Jesse Campbell in, you know, in the car, and I'm like, try not to be a groupie, right? Because I've loved him. Like, I've loved him all my life, and to see him on The Voice, it was like he disappeared for a long time, and then, you know, boom, he's on The Voice. I'm like, oh, Jesse Campbell is on The Voice. So, anyway, you know, I've been laughing listening to you guys. It's just so funny.
Well, you know what? That's cool because that's what we've been having, that those experiences. A lot of us knew, like Tasancha and I listened to her music before she came on The Voice. Same thing with Anthony Evans. And we're like, wait, they're on The Voice now. What's going on? But
yeah,
for
it's
us,
everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for the people who don't have that level of experience.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And then we have them competing against people that wait a second, but we don't think they're in their league. So Team Tasancha, everyone, you've heard it here on The Naked Truth. All right, guys, we're talking with Micah, and we're excited about your new album. We want to know, how are you enjoying your time with Motown Gospel since this is your debut?
Well, you know, Motown is formerly EMI.
Surely.
And EMI was the label, my first album, The Songbook of Micah, with the song Holiness and War Cry.
Oh, yeah.
And
know that song.
Yeah. So it was just like, you know, I'm home now. It's just a different name. When EMI and Universal merged, Universal owning Motown, they decided, yo, let's change the name from EMI Gospel to Motown Gospel. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, you know, with Motown now and that whole Berry Gordy system, under the mother machine of Universal. So it's like I'm back home with the same team of people from EMI. It's the same, you know, so, yeah, I mean, it's organic, you know, and it feels great. So I'm really excited about it.
I'm telling you, the songbook was definitely, this is how we first knew you, and we were blown away by that. I'm telling you, we danced that song at our church in New York here, the Holiness, your Holiness song, and our pastor said it was the most anointed dance we'd ever done. And I said, well, we've done lots of dances, and there were probably, the movement I thought was beautiful, but we've done lots that I thought were even more complicated or probably more involved or we took more time with. And I was like, it's got to be Micah and the anointing on his voice. I just, I don't know. Beautiful, beautiful rendition of that song, Micah.
You're so kind. You're so kind.
But we thank you. We thank you for that gift that you gave us.
That song is really, really great. But being that you have this new album, we're expecting so much more, and I'm excited to just indulge in it. But I want to know, what made you think to team up with Jamaican powerhouse Chevelle Franklin, who I know the name is from Israel Houghton's, not recent album, but the one before that. She was on that Shirley Goodman song.
Yeah. Chevelle and I
have
been good friends. Yeah, Chevelle and I and her husband, Colin, we've been good friends for years. We've shared the stage all over the world, whether it's Africa or London or, you know, different places. And so I have a lot of invitations coming to me from the islands.
Really?
Yeah. And so I've never done anything like that. And so, you know, let me try this. And so my wife had this tune. Oh, how he loves me. And I was like, that's kind of hot. You know? And so we started collaborating on it, and I demoed the track, and I called Chevelle. I'll say, hey, I got this song. I really, really think you'll be great on it. Would you consider doing a cameo on my new record? She was like, done. You know, yes,
wow.
Without a doubt. Sent her the demo, and, you know, I told her, you know, have your liberty, kind of do your thing, you know. And she wrote the second verse, and she did this thing where you guys call DJ.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, and she did that. You're right, right. And I was like, hey, what is that? She was like,
that's
DJ Abbott. You know, like, yeah. So it was, I mean, she killed it. She killed that song.
And it's so authentic
reggae, and I just love it.
I'm telling you, she is awesome, and I interviewed her a while ago when she made her crossover, because you guys know her, well, I don't know if all of you know her from, I'm a dancehall queen for life, she's that
Wait,
woman.
Wait, that's her?
Yeah, that's her.
And in the gospel arena, people don't know her as that anymore, and praise God, you know, I'm glad that she's been redeemed from that life,
yes.
But that's her.
Yep.
Is this gospel version of that?
She did.
Okay.
She came out with a remake of that song.
Yes. He's gonna
indeed.
So the world like dynamite or something. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, but God bless her and the work
yes.
that she's doing. She did a wonderful rendition of that song.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, listening to it, it just makes you want to just dance and get up there. It's exciting. So thank you for that on the album. You know, but you mentioned your wife, though, that she is in ministry with you. She's co-written songs alongside you. How well do you guys work together? How long have you been on this journey?
Well, you know, Heidi is a registered nurse. She's an RN. And I was living in California, and my parents were starting a new ministry, and they wanted me to move back to Louisiana. And I went kicking and screaming, but I went back. And Heidi was a member of this choir, the university choir that my brother and I and some other people started this choir, and she was a member of the choir. That's where we met.
Yeah.
But, you know, once, you know, we dated for a while and we were married, and, you know, she's always been a poet, but she had never written songs. And so that oneness in our marriage just kind of, that musical anointing just, I guess, shifted in her.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and my biggest songs are the songs that we write together, like War Cry, I Believe, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, we write songs apart from each other, but my biggest hits are the songs that we write together. We love, and I made her my manager. You know,
you did?
The industry did.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. The industry didn't like flying in your spouses and stuff. And, you know, I saw a lot of stuff. You know, I used to be a background singer for John B. Key and Daryl Coley and Vanessa Bell Armstrong. It's just a lot of different people. And, and I, you know, this industry can be, you know, really, what's the word? Yeah. Ungodly at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the type of person that I learn from other people's mistakes. So and even though I'm her covering, she covers me. And we protect each other, and so our relationship and our chemistry goes far beyond, you know, just music. It's a form of protection for my ministry, for our marriage, that we travel together. I'm not trying to be the next scandal. Not that I don't trust myself.
Oh, that's right. You know, you better know.
Yeah, you know, not that I don't trust myself, but there's a reason why God said it's not good for man to be alone.
You better preach. And that's correct. Because the thing is, a lot of us are not wise. We think that we can never fall. We can never succumb to temptation. It's so important for you to put things in place so that you don't have to even come up against that very often. Because, you know, people will come. But if you can protect, if you can create boundaries so that
you can minimize the attack or the temptation.
Yep.
Right.
Why don't you do it? You know?
Yep.
Why don't
exactly.
you do it? Thank you, Michael,
exactly.
for doing it. You know? I wanted you to tell us a little bit more about how you started in this musical journey. You said you met on a choir, you and your wife, but what happened before then? How did you, you know, stumble upon this gift and this talent?
Well, music has always been a part of my life. My family is very musical. You know, we're kind of like the Winans. Mm. So, you know, it skipped my dad's entire generation, all of his siblings.
Oh,
none
no.
of them sing or play anything. I mean, they can't hold notes with a dump truck. But but the crazy thing is it landed on most of my first cousins. Like, all of the children, most of us sing or play instruments, or producers. Do you guys remember when Oprah had this long-lost sister and,
yeah.
You know,
that was working at a bakery or a store?
Yeah, something like that. Well, that lady and her pastor were the only people that knew that she was Oprah's sister, and they kept it quiet for at least 2 or 3 years, from what I understand. That pastor is my uncle, my dad's brother.
Are you serious?
Wait, so you're saying you're kind of, related to Oprah?
Yes, that's what he's trying to say.
No. But I've known that lady for many years, and we never knew that she was Oprah's sister. And, you know, my uncle's son. Yeah. So my uncle's son, he's been the leading role on Broadway in The Lion King. He's been Mufasa for the past 6 years.
Oh,
and,
man.
I'm just kind of giving you some history of how musical our family is. So, you know, in my journey, he and I started together as kids, singing kind of like the male version of Mary Mary all over Louisiana. And they moved to Milwaukee. And we grew up, he ended up on Broadway, and I ended up being a recording artist. You know, that can be a movie, you know?
It certainly can.
But, and you can name it Joseph, so, you know, like Mary Mary.
Right,
no? Okay.
Right. That's hilarious. Yeah, so. Our journey is quite interesting, but I started directing choirs at the age of 7. They would pick me up and put me on top of the table, the offering table, because they couldn't see me. I became a minister of music at the age of 12.
Whoa.
So I've been doing this a long time, and, you know, all of that, you know, God was grooming me and building his character in me and, you know, all those things before he launched me out in, you know, in the deep water. So I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly has been grooming you. I just love and respect your heart for worship. That, I mean, that's what I feel when I listen to your music. I mean, from the very beginning, when you came out with your songbook album. But you know what? You cover a few songs on this new album.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Our God, I think you Raise Me Up, maybe another. Mm. Why did you choose to cover a few songs? And you have that in the past. So why do you make that choice?
You know, that You Raise Me Up, I'm a huge fan of Josh Groban. Church World, Don't Crucify Me, you know, I believe he's got the Holy Ghost, I really do. But Josh Groban is an incredible artist. I followed him for many years. I love different types of music, textures and genres, and I love country.
Yeah.
We write country music. Heidi and I write country music, and, you know, just a lot of different things. So, yeah. So hopefully you guys will hear one of our tunes. You know, hopefully somebody like Carrie Underwood or Taylor Swift will pick up one of my tunes. God, let it be. Let it be. Retire me, you know. But, you know, Josh Groban is incredible. I love that song. I always love that song. And it just worked for this album, you know. I wanted to record that song years ago, but it just didn't fit any of the other projects that I produced.
Okay.
This was that perfect record. The album is entitled Love Never Fails, and you can look at that song in two different angles. Number one, think about the sacrifice that God, that Jesus made for us. His love, unfailing love, unconditional love. And it's
Amen.
Because of his love that where we are today. You know, you raised me up, Lord, so I can stand on mountains.
Wow.
But if you flip it, you think about the person that's been there for you no matter what. It could have been mom, dad, husband, wife, brother, sister, your best friend. You know, and think about, you know, at those pivotal moments in your life where you really needed a shoulder to lean on, someone to cry on. They were there for you. You raised me up. Why? So I can stand on mountains. So it was just a perfect song for this album.
It was. It was.
Wow.
And your rendition. I mean, of course, we love Josh Groban, but I think this would have to be my second favorite. I just don't. I've heard it a lot. But you do something special with that song. You really do. So thank you. God bless you for that.
He stamps it with the Micah Stampley.
That's what he did.
So being that you're like covering all these songs and all these things, I want to know, do you have any hopes to collaborate with some of the other Motown gospel artists, like let's say Nobody Greater, Mr. Vashon Mitchell, or God Is Able, like Mr. Smokey Norful?
Oh, God, yes. Wouldn't that be incredible? I would love to do collaborations with those guys. There is one young lady that's on the album. You guys know her music with Donna Lawrence. Sometimes you have to encourage.
Oh,
them.
Yes.
Yeah, she's doing the title cut with me, Love Never Fails. Sherry Jones Moffitt.
Good.
Sherry Jones Moffitt.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And she's also our label mate. So I hope that Ty Trippett and I can maybe do some stuff together,
oh,
too.
Man.
So
you guys are bringing on the house.
Yeah. I agree. Have you guys ever been in concert together? Have you ever?
Oh, yeah. Ty and I were just together in Nigeria. We did this huge event called The Experience. I think this was my, 6 or 7 year doing it. And it's about 500,000-600,000 people outside worshiping from 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. the next morning. Nobody leaves. Nobody goes anywhere until they experience God. They refuse to leave. And it's the most amazing. And we were just there like last week or 2 weeks ago. And it was incredible. Donna McClarkin, Ty Trippett, myself, CeCe Winans.
Wow.
Oh, man. It was bananas.
What?
Yeah.
Now that is a marathon of worship.
That's like TBN, like marathon. That's really good.
Yeah. So it's worship, it's prayer. And when I say they pray and travail for hours, and then they eat the word, and then there's another artist that come out to minister, and it's just all night long till 7 a.m. the next morning.
You know, it's no joke in Nigeria and other parts of Africa. They are serious, serious worshipers. I mean, literally, we have to, because my church, we're doing our 48 hours of prayer, and people think we're crazy. We pray for 48 hours straight. But, you know, that's not uncommon in parts of Africa. And we bring in ministers from Africa because they're the only ones who don't think we're crazy. You know, so, like, you know, here...
Right.
In New York, you're like, what are you doing? Why are you even praying all night? What's wrong? Praying for, you know, several days, that don't make no sense. So, you know.
Yeah, they think there's something wrong with that.
Something wrong with
it. Isn't that weird?
You know, better is one day in his presence than thousands elsewhere. Why would that be wrong, you know?
You better preach.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to hear from you, what's your favorite song? I have mine, and I'll tell you what it is, but what is your favorite song on the album?
Probably Oh Give Thanks, track number 2.
Oh, amen. Okay, Oh Give Thanks. Now, I'm going to share with you mine, because we're going to play it at the end, and I have no idea why it has no name. It's an untitled hymn. That is what it's called. But that's
wow.
It is. It's called an untitled hymn. I'd like you to tell us what your inspiration was for your favorite song, and then what your inspiration was for my favorite song.
Well, you know, the name Stampley is Irish, and I didn't know why I was so drawn to that Celtic Irish sound for for so long. I just love that style. I love the moving violin and fiddles, and I love that stuff. And so track number one, We Will Praise You, and track number two, Oh Give Thanks, has a very strong Irish Celtic flair. And I infuse those styles with praise and worship and gospel. And It just kind of worked. It really worked. And I can see a lot of praise teams. I mean, when you dance teams dancing off that song. But when you hear that song, Oh Give Thanks, it's a declaration, and it requires a response from an audience of praisers, and it's corporate. It's such a corporate, you know, declaration. And you think about the things that God has done in your own personal life, and we're just saying, you know, just crying out to God, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he is good, and his mercy endures forever. And you can see, like, you can, like, vision the river dancers, like, dancing on that song.
Yes, I agree.
And it's high energy. So I think that's the reason why that's, like, my favorite song. I love high energy songs. But your favorite song, Untitled Hymn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was living in Houston. We've been in Atlanta for now 2 years, but I was in Houston for about 10 years. I was driving down the road, and this song, I was listening to KSBJ, and this song came on the air, and I don't know if you ever cried so hard that you couldn't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
I know those.
The presence of God overwhelmed me. I had to pull over.
Sheesh.
And in a shopping mall, parking lot of a shopping mall, and I don't know how long I was there, but I cried so hard. That song pulled me into a realm of God's presence that I'd never experienced in my entire life. And again, it was like the You Raise Me Up song. I've always wanted to record this song, and I've always wanted to experience just that, have that experience again, and I want people to experience what I experienced. And that's why I recorded that song. It took me 2 hours to record that song because I kept breaking. I couldn't get through
the song. My goodness.
And I'm serious, but I understand why it's your favorite. I mean, I was in the studio having that experience, and I guess you're having that experience.
Every time I listen to it. And so I have to watch out for that song because it'll be a song that will break you right down. You can write down into worship. You need to be careful. Don't be operating heavy machinery, I'm going to tell you. But it's just, yes, that experience. I'm so thankful that you heard it and it inspired you enough to record it. Man. We have a comment in here in the chat room. They're asking, what song do you have currently on your iPod on replay, on repeat?
Oh, my God. Ty Tribbett. You know what? It's kind of hard to say which song I'm repeating because that album is absolutely amazing. You know, but I love dancing and shouting, you know. So it's probably He Turned It.
Yes.
And I'm just dancing and bucking all over my house.
That's a great song. And so I hope that answered your question. Well, you know what? We don't have much time, so we want to just ask you quickly, how can our listeners stay in touch with you and your music? How can they grab a copy of your album?
I'm sorry, I did. We're kind of low on your voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. How can we grab a copy of your album? How can the listeners stay in touch with what you're doing musically?
Well, Twitter. You know, I'm always posting stuff on Twitter, at Micah Stampley, and Facebook as well, same, you know, handle on Facebook. But my website is MicahStampley.org, so you can kind of grab some information about that. The album is in stores everywhere, Walmart, Best Buy, Target. It's everywhere, Christian bookstores. It may be in your church bookstore. I don't know. iTunes, you can order on Amazon.com. Help me out, support. And if you've enjoyed anything that I've produced in the past, you know, all of the listeners out there, and I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart that this is probably the best album that I've ever recorded, ever. And
that's
saying
something.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I know every artist say, you know, this album is my best album to date. But I'm so serious. This album is near and dear to my heart. And, you know, I've done incredible collaborations on this album. My wife put her foot in this project.
Thank you, Heidi.
As a writer. Yeah, thanks, Heidi. I love you. I can't wait to get home. I miss my family. And this album is the one. I'm so serious, yeah.
This is the one. All right, guys. Well, you're going to hear my favorite song right now. It's called Untitled Hymn by Micah Stampley. Thank you for joining us this morning on The Naked Truth.
So you're not
Micah.
Playing my favorite song?
Oh, no.
Yes,
we got to play my favorite song. You guys can definitely hear Oh Give Thanks, but I have to let you experience what I've been experiencing since I've been listening to this song. Untitled Hymn by Micah Stampley.
Thanks, Micah.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dance for Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus.
Visit us www.nuwdmagazine.com.
Get out! I'm naked!